Let's go to the Jackson Symphony. Steve Trozen is the Director of Business and Operations. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing very well this morning, Greg. How are you doing?
Good, good. What's happening with you guys, if anything?
Well, we've been like a lot of people, working hard to, you know, to come up with contingency plans, but also continuing to plan for our upcoming 2020-2021 season, which is actually our 71st season coming up this year. And actually, the staff is all going to be in, appropriately distanced, of course, today, but we're working on getting our season ticket renewal out. So our current season ticket holders are going to be getting something in the mail from us within the next week or so. And then another week or so down the road, we're going to be making the full season announcement, kind of telling everybody who we've got coming as far as soloists go for our signature series, who the acts are that we've got booked for our Music on Tap series. And we're getting ready for the season and trying to make sure that we're able to be nimble and can change quickly given whatever circumstances we find ourselves in and what kind of limitations we find as far as crowd sizes and gatherings for big groups. So sure. we got a lot of different plans that could potentially happen.
Yeah, I guess, Steve, a lot of optimism maybe a couple weeks ago, and I think we probably backed off of that just a little bit right now with what's going on.
Yeah, it seems that way. I mean, obviously, you know, looking at what's happening in the southern United States and also some of the upticks in cases around us, you know, we're trying to remain optimistic, but we're also trying to be realistic. So, you know, we've been all summer on our website and on our social media feeds have been doing a video series we call Random Acts of Music. And so we're trying to make sure we continue to provide music to our community in one form or another. And I'm actually sitting at my desk right now editing a survey that we're getting ready to send out to all of our email subscribers to just kind of get an idea of people's comfort level for gathering and kind of what measures they would want to see us take to make it so that they would feel okay being in a space with other people. But obviously, we're going to follow the guidelines from, you know, healthcare professionals and the government, and we'll just kind of see how things unfold.
Does outdoors seem better than indoors?
Seems like people are definitely up for that. And I actually had a meeting yesterday with Corey Mays, the director of the DDA, kind of talking about what the future is looking like as far as cruise ends. And unfortunately, he doesn't have a crystal ball either. So our hope is, you know, our Summer Pops is scheduled for the what would be the August cruise in on August 28th, Friday, August 28th. And I was listening to the commercial you had for the Boston Pops concert coming up on your station this weekend to celebrate July 4th. And actually, our Summer Pops is going to be a salute to America. So a lot of patriotic music. And, you know, we're crossing our fingers that maybe that could happen. Because it is supposed to be outside at Blackman Park across the street from the JSO. And then logistically, we would just, you know, work with the city and work with our partners who are helping us put that on to make sure that we give people a safe space to be able to keep distance from people who aren't in their household. So it's a strange situation, but we are committed to figuring out a way to bring live music to people. We're talking about doing the Random Acts of Music as one thing we thought was, if Summer Pops ends up not being a possibility, that we could look at something called Summer Pop-Ups, where we do smaller groups and like in smaller locations where the group size wouldn't exceed what people are comfortable with and what's allowed, and just again looking for ways to continue to bring live music to our community.
How has the last couple of months been? Very difficult.
It's been interesting for sure. Like a lot of people, we quickly discovered what Zoom was. But the staff has been working hard remotely. We've kind of taken the opportunity to do some rainy day projects, a lot of data crunching, and a lot of things that we're gonna get to at some point in time. We've had the opportunity to work on, and you know, we've got a great board of directors and a great core of supporters who really let us know that they're standing with us. Our board has really been helpful in helping us navigate these waters, and we are like everyone else, wanting to get through this. And we're, just grateful for the support that we've gotten. We're looking at the potential of doing, smaller ensembles with smaller audiences here at Weatherwax Hall, if that becomes something that is possible. And just trying to be nimble and flexible. So right now we're planning on the season, but we're also, aware that may be something that has to change at a moment's notice.
Yeah, that's quite a board you guys have. Just about 30 members.
very close, and a very active board. We have how on the Zoom meeting your screen becomes full of people. When we're doing a Zoom meeting with our full board, it is it's quite the screenshot of all the people who are participating. So yeah, we're very grateful for them and their guidance and leadership and helping us navigate these unprecedented waters, for sure.
So you guys are, at this point, you're still up in the air and really what's going to happen next?
Yeah, like everybody. I mean, our plan is to have our season. We've got contracts in place with everybody, but we also have contingencies in place. And so we're just kind of waiting to see how things unfold. The first concert of the season is actually happening here at Weatherwax Hall, so that gives us a little bit of flexibility because, with it being our venue, we can add concerts if necessary or kind of change things around at a moment's notice. And our hope is that then the other performances at the Potter Center will be able to take place, but we're keeping in close touch with Sandra Phelan and Cindy Allen and the entire team out at JC, and just kind of seeing where they're going to be and how things unfold. So our hope is that the season can happen, and if it can't happen in a traditional sense, then we're going to be working to bring the music to people in a different way, and whether that be outdoors or online or in an alternate smaller venue, we're gonna make sure that music continues to be a part of the fabric of Jackson.
Steve, thanks for stopping by. Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Will do. Thanks so much for calling. It's great to talk to you as always.
Yeah, take care. Steve Frozen from the Symphony.